It's the Dave St. Dave Morning Gang. We're gonna wake up. It's the Dave St. Dave Morning Gang.
Fine.
A little sunshine in your
sunshine.
Not today, I'll tell you what.
Interviews, they're gonna make you smile.
Wow, 8:35, 35 minutes after 8 o'clock. It's 25 to 9, which is actually, if you're doing the math, that's 85 minutes before 10 o'clock. And you know, when you look at it that way, the day's almost half over. That's a lot.
I know. The cup is, right, Dave?
Cup is half full. If you know what I mean. It's 8:35 and I'll tell you, I'm a little tired this morning. I don't know about you. Hey, can somebody call Ashley Smith and see if we can get some crystal meth up here? Old Dave could use a little bumper roof.
Dave!
How do you know Dave? I'm Ashley Smith.
Oh, man. Good morning, Candy. Good morning, Tyrone.
She loves the Lord.
She does like her Lord, I'll tell you what.
Oh, that Ashley Smith be fucking.
I'm a little attracted to her.
I'd be too, eh? But you know me, Dave. I loves the blonde women.
You do?
I loves the white women.
You do?
I love them to death. Yeah. I don't care that she be crazy. She would nice to the brother.
Tyrone,
that's all
she's
that
an angel.
In a different situation, Tyrone, that could have been you up in that apartment that night in Duluth.
Yeah. I mean, you know, back in the days when I was robbing, back before I was saved, absolutely, that could have been me sneaking around. I would prey on the white lady.
Ah, sure. And now she's preying, P-R-I-way, on the black man. You know, Candy literally has a question at 8:36, coming up on 9 o'clock. If I said to you, Candy, you know, you look like you're gaining a little weight.
Oh, Dave, I wouldn't say that.
I swear that. All right, Tyrone, if I said to you, Tyrone, how do you pull your sweater over those big lips in the morning when you put your shirt on? That wouldn't be very nice, would it?
I would be hurt. I would be.
It would be rude.
I would think that would be mean. That
That's
ain't
just
like
not
Dave.
Nice.
It wouldn't be me. It wouldn't be nice. It would be rude.
What has happened to Dave St. Dave? He done gone plumb mad.
Absolutely. And you know what else would be rude? Of course, I don't really think that 8:37, 23 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. But there's a woman, her name is Lillian Dunkett, and she has a website called smartenyourkidsup.com. She believes the kids today are too rude. And that, because, you know, September is National Good Manners Month.
Oh, yeah.
It is. And Lillian is kind of on a mission to tell parents that, you know, parents, politeness starts at home. And then we're raising, and forgive me for putting words in your mouth, Lillian Duncan, 8:37, still, that we're putting a generation of rudeness out there, if I can use the word. Is that correct?
Well, I think it's correct, yeah. And by the way, my website's smartenupyourkid.com.
Oh, yeah. Smartenupyourkids.com.
You should be nice to everyone.
Yeah.
And let me just say, there is not, because I have this, that is not, there's no pornography on that site, is there?
No, there's no pornography.
Because I get nervous on the internet, because everywhere I turn, there seemed to be a man on another man.
Well, you won't see that on my website.
All right.
Well, that's good. I got a question for you, Lillian Duncan. It's smartenupyourkid.com. Lillian, I believe the Jews are rude. Do you agree?
No, I don't agree with that.
You do not agree with that.
In fairness, they be a Jew, and I always say to him, what's going on with the Jew? They crazy, they be rude, they be snobby. You don't think the Jew kid be a little bit worse?
No, actually I was a foster home for a group home for Jewish children for about a year, and I didn't find them rude at all.
Oh, really? You was raised them right, because I tell you, some of the Hebrew, they ain't raising the kid right, if you ask me.
I think she just got the good ones.
I want to know.
But that is old David. 39,
believe me, they weren't the good ones.
Well, they were horrible.
Oh, so you don't like Jews?
Oh, yeah, I love Jews.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought you said they weren't the good ones.
Kids had their problems.
When a kid's rude, shouldn't you just...
I'm just trying to get a handle on this. I don't know.
I know.
Candy.
When kids are rude, shouldn't you just slap them on the hand?
Well, I don't know about slapping them on the hand, but I definitely think you ought to teach them the right thing to do. Yeah. And one way to do that is by modeling good behavior for them.
I model every day, Tyrone.
Like, not talking about Jews. That'd be a good way to start.
Oh, okay. Because, you know, I believe, as you do, 8:39, that, you know, politeness begins at home. And when I was a kid back in old Dave's day, You wanted your kid to be polite. You give him a crack in the mouth. That'll make him
right. That's right, Dave.
Am I just old-fashioned?
I don't think you're old-fashioned. I just think we'd have different ways to do it today.
Mm-hmm. Where do you think is the right place to crack a kid?
Pardon?
Where would you crack the kid?
I wouldn't.
Well, I has a question to ask. When I have my own children, and we are talking to Lillian Duncan. Mm-hmm. And Miss Duncan, when I was a child, sometimes I wouldn't even know what I was doing, and my father would throw punches to the face and the head, and I couldn't go to school. I fell down the stairs. I don't know what the story was. Why? How can you, in good conscience, tell us to hit kids with fists?
I didn't tell you to hit kids with a fist.
Is that what happened to you, Tyrone?
I didn't tell you to hit kids. I told you not to.
You want us to hit kid with the fist? No.
Well, if they're rude, Tyrone, what else are they supposed to do?
Okay, so that means open hand would be better.
No, I don't think either one is a good choice. Talking to them.
We got a phone call. We got a phone call. Joey, be on the phone. Let's go to Joey. Joey, good listener. Joey, hello. Yeah.
Hey, guys. Why would that lady say to hit kids?
Well, I don't know. I think we're going to have to agree to disagree on this one. She believes that you should be hitting the kids. And I don't think you're good at all.
Thing. My dad
hit me
with
sticks. No, Joey.
It's Lillian Duncan, smartenupyourkid.com, 841. You know, can you give us, Lillian Duncan, some examples of ways to help your children become nicer citizens?
I can do that.
All right.
Okay. First, you have to you yourself, as the parent, has to model good behaviors for them.
Why are Negroes rude?
Whoa.
I don't think they are.
Well, they can be.
Well, I think everybody can be, and I think that's part of the problem these days is that everybody is rude to each other.
Well,
we're not nice to each other.
People need to love each other.
You have obviously never been to a movie theater. I tell you right now, you don't think the Negroes are rude.
Dave.
I tell you what, Lillian.
Yeah, we can be sly. We can be.
I know you can be.
I take it from good old Dave. Does he pay me? The minute that stop, ooh, I'm going to beat him like my daddy beat me about the face.
Yeah, 842. Lillian, if it was up to you, talk about how you would teach your child from A to Z, from 1 to 2, how they can be a more polite citizen.
She said that she beat him.
I did not say that. You said that.
She said that you hit the child.
Said you have to talk to them. You have to teach them how to listen to other people.
Well, so now you're going back on what you said.
No, I never said that. You said that.
Okay. She said that you put a fantastic beating on.
Okay,
that's what it said in the book.
Okay, so once and for all, Lillian Duncan, smartenupyourkid.com. What did you say?
I was just trying to prove a point.
I think it looks fashion. Tyrone, your lips are just the perfect size. They are right. That's right. Stay safe, Dave. Back at it.